You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello, hello, welcome to another episode. I'm thrilled to have you with us. And I hope you will be equally thrilled when you've met our guest today. Our guest is a gentleman named Jack Nolan. Now, he is one of the UK's youngest mental health and motivational / empowerment speakers. He's a dyslexic author, and he is one of the winners of the world. He's surviving two mental health breakdowns and being diagnosed with bipolar. Jack bounced back. He turned his negative circumstances into an opportunity to bring value to people's lives. Jack has written three novels. He's written a series of inspirational books that empower his readers. And he is trusted by leading organisations throughout the UK, including Camelot Lottery, NHS, Barclays Bank, Mace Construction, Hewlett-Packard, 42nd Street Charity, and Power 2 Charity, to name but a few. Jack is now in the process of working towards getting his first feature film off the ground, based on his novel series Dead Ends. And he's doing that through the support and belief of professionals in the film and TV industry and his investor, Navid Dean. That is my guest today, Jack. Hey, Jack, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you, Keith. Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show today.
No, my absolute pleasure. And thank you so much for taking the time out to be here. I know it's taken us, it must be getting on for about a year that we've been trying to schedule time that we're both available at the same time. We've finally done it. So we've heard your bio, Jack, and an impressive bio it is too. I have to ask, who is the person behind the bio?
Well, the person behind the bio, that's a big question, that, Keith. I'm just a young, ambitious, hungry individual who's trying to take over his own world in a positive way. I'm trying to make the best of my life instead of, you know, getting sucked into the negative stories we tell ourselves and those negative beliefs that we may have. You know, I'm really trying to better myself as a human being and inspire people along the way that if I can, you can too.
Love it, love it. Now, I know you've written several books now. Tell us a little bit about some of those and how they came about.
Well, the three books that I've written are crime fiction stories. So they're based on like gangland Manchester, you know, basically like old school versus new school. Then we've got the Albanians involved in our new recent stories. And it's quite an exciting sort of story to tell, really, because, you know, it's with our latest story about giving too much away. It's about a Canaan blood feud with the Albanians and a Manchester firm when a young kid who's trying to make a name for himself in the Slate firm ends up killing a Albanian child caught in the crossfire. So that creates a really big ripple effect of how the story is about to unfold in the most engaging, character-driven, exciting way possible.
Nice. Pretty heavy stuff, but as you
it
say,
is quite heavy.
Character-driven. So that makes for a really good style of storytelling. And you're on the journey of having the first one of these turn into a feature film.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so with the Dead Ends novel series, I was filming a pilot for it last year, and I was, you know, doing everything I could to try and find people to help me and support me on that journey with the small budget that we had, under £2,000, to make that happen. From support from friends, family, actors, professionals, getting crew together, trying to, you know, operate and navigate steps forward. And from there, we was filming in a business centre in a place called Failsworth, the Ivy Business Centre. And just by chance, we came across this great, fantastic individual called Navid Dean, who showed some interest in the film process we was going through. I didn't know who Navid was at this time. And I literally just swapped numbers with him and said, let's have a chat next week. And then after finding out a little bit more about Navid, I was soon to realise how, you know, successful this person was and how lucky and fortunate I was that I'd crossed paths with him. And so from there, I ended up having a meeting with Navid a week later, and I summed up the courage to get all my books and all my content together and just dare to be brave and sell the vision of how I see in the future with the Dead Ends novel series. And from there, you know, we got the opportunity to go on this amazing, crazy, highs, lows, swings, roundabouts kind of journey the past year or 3 months to get to a point where we are going to try and aim to get a feature film off the ground. So it's been a lot of hustling, bustling, connecting, rejecting, and all these types of crazy things that go on in this, trying to navigate your way through the TV and film space. You know, we've had grand ambitions from the get-go. We've took losses, we've took missiles, we've took the hits, but as a person with resilience and, you know, an unwilling desire to not give in and not quit, we're still here. You know, we've got this fantastic office space. I'll give you a little sneak peek. Obviously, there you go. I'm sat in the office now. But we're really fortunate to get this, to be in this position that I worked for the last 12 years. And it's not been easy. It's not happened overnight. And we're still on that grind. We're still on that hustle to try and, you know, muscle up a way of making something positive happen for the community in Manchester with our Manchester film, and support, you know, creatives out there who are just like myself, you know, go-getters, whiz, entrepreneurs, creative people, trying to make something positive happen and share that message and belief that, along with that, that ties into my mental health journey as well, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I hope I'm not blabbing on too much there. So feel free to cut me off at any point, Keith, because I can talk for England, trust me.
Not at all. I mean, yours is a fascinating journey the whole way through. I could listen to this for hours. you touched there on one of the important parts, which I think key for us to focus on in the episode, your mental health journey, because people listening to you're now kind of on the cusp of success, having a in the process of creating your first feature film based on your very successful series of 3 novels and all of this side of things, be thinking, wow, lucky guy. Luck doesn't really come into it, does it? It's all the hard work.
No.
And yeah, what makes it all and what makes it all the more impressive is your backstory, because as we briefly touched on it in your bio, you haven't had perhaps the best of mental health. So one of the things that I want us to get from this is for people who got thinking, well, my mental health is a bit up and down, I don't know if I could ever make anything of life. Let's see what we can learn from you, from someone who has not had the best start mental health wise and is still acing it. So tell us a little bit about your own story and journey, if you will.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So I was always the shy kid in school, the quiet kid, the scared kid, the nervous kid. The kid who didn't want to put his hand up and say, yo, miss, I don't get it, because I felt embarrassed. I got picked on a lot in school, you know, bullied, emotionally, like, sort of like picked on, and I'd get emotional. And back then I didn't realise, you know, what mental health was. And I didn't know what it was until I turned to the age of 19 when I had my first mental health breakdown. You know, I'm still young, but I was even younger then, you know, trying to take on the world, fighting the battles and the demons ahead and challenges in my way. But, you know, from that adversity and from that stress and from that, you know, focus and desire that I had to win and be successful, I destroyed myself. And someone that we both know, Brad Burton, talks about this, the success. I achieved success and ended up self-deteriorating and had this big mental crash, this wave that came over me where I went deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole of becoming delusional, having a psychosis episode, breaking down, having no energy, feeling fatigued. Mentally, I just wasn't all there because I was chasing nonstop without, you know, being able to think about what direction I was actually aiming for and where I was going, until it came to the point where I was taking on university, taking on an entrepreneurship journey of trying to get my own job, or working in the TV industry for one with some big production companies in Manchester, volunteer, working there, giving my time, building relationships, as well as trying to create my own money through, you know, an entrepreneurial venture of doing corporate films, which ended up becoming a bit of a disaster for me because I ended up crashing and, you know, taking the world on, and as well as dealing with a not so great relationship that I had at that time, you know. So all these things just mass up and build up and put pressure on you. And at a young age, it just destroyed me. So from there, I ended up getting sectioned, and it was hard, you know. It was a challenge because I didn't see how I was going to get out of that situation. I didn't know what was going on, and the whole world just turned upside down. This dream I was chasing turned to a nightmare.
Blimey, goodness me, goodness me. So you basically, because your mental health wasn't perhaps in the best of shape anyway, and you were piling all this pressure on, each of the things you were doing is a significant amount of pressure anyway, which would be a tough call for anyone to go through. But you had multiple of these things going until eventually your mind just popped, basically. You had that breakdown, that psychotic episode. And as you say, you ended up being sectioned. How long were you sectioned for?
I was sectioned for 19 days, but it's not just the 19 days that affects you. You know, there's a lot of people in that hospital who are struggling as well, going through their own adversities, their own challenges, their own demons. And I tried to put a positive light in there by saying, listen, you know, get them all together. And this is where my motivational journey started, really, you know. Started motivating people in the hospital, saying, listen, you've got the spirit and the strength of a lion. You know, if there's no hope, let me be the hope. Let me be that North Star, so to speak. And that's when the doctors came running up to me and said, Jack, do you believe that you're a lion? I said, no, I'm not a lion. I'm not moving fast, so I'm not Simba. I just believe we've all got that heart inside of a lion to better ourselves, to go after our goals, you know, because as long as your goal is safe, ethical, you're not doing anything to harm anyone, you know, I don't see the reason why not go after it, why not chase it, because we're only here once, we've only got this one life, and that's the message that I was giving out to those individuals in the hospital who was also struggling like myself. But when I got out, I was on medication. It took me a long time to build my confidence back, get myself back on track, so to speak. You know, it's even scary, like, going into social situations and buying myself a chocolate bar from the shop, so to speak. Mm. And from that situation, I ended up just I'm in this slow journey of brick by brick, putting one on top of the other. And then my dad said to me these profound words, said, Jack, listen, you're at 10% right now. Next week it might be 12. The week after that you might be 15. But listen, you are my son. You've got my DNA in you, and you are a winner. And I bought into this idea when he said that I was a winner. Mm. They built my self-esteem back up. And that's when I got the courage to get this book, this on-the-job book that you see there, the courage to pick up the phone and ring a publisher and say, listen, my name's Jack Nolan. I've got this great book here. Let's get it published. And then after a series of weeks of getting laser-focused, like a sniper, and my goal in the crosshairs, I was ready to shoot, and I kept shooting, until eventually I got into the routine habit of just reading this one publisher once a week, a period of 5 weeks, and I just wasn't giving up until they gave me a meeting, and it felt like I was on the hero's journey, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't going to make me, you know, a famous, massive author, you know, Martin Nicole overnight, or something like that, but it was a step in the right direction to get on the ladder of success on my journey.
Got it. Let's kind of break that down into take a look at some of the steps of that you went through there, because I think there's some powerful nuggets we can pull from that. So you had your whole breakdown, your section, you were in the hospital, and you yourself started coming out with basically motivating and inspiring your fellow your fellow patients there. Where do you feel that came from within you? Because it started within you. Where do you feel that came from?
You know what? I think it must have just come from a series of this desire to not be mediocre and to not accept a normal life. You know what I mean? Because I've got these big dreams. I've got these big ambitions. The more I think about it, the more I have to inspire myself. And through inspiring myself, it just naturally comes out to uplift and push others forward towards their dreams, their goals. You know, my mind doesn't stop, Keith. It's always thinking about my next five moves all the time. It's like, I've got to speak to this person. I've got to have the courage to pick up this person. I've got to push this person. And to be honest with you, you know, even though I'm so positive, I think I've got a dark side as well. And that dark side is the demons in my mind. And I'm always at war with them. I'm always at war with depression. I'm always at war with myself. I'm always at war with this inner battle, because in life there's two worlds: the world that you face on the outside that you have full control over, Keith. It's the things like the murders you had with your missus last night, your kid just can't sleep and is unwell and it's not a knock-on effect on you. You've had an argument with your boss at work, All these things stack up, and then the effect, the mind inside there, these stacks, and then from there, it just creates pressure, it creates depression, it creates anxiety, and most importantly, the only way we can change this or win this war is by changing the story of how we process all these different challenges and issues. And it's a battle, you know what I mean? It's not an easy battle to win, but you can win it if you take each day at a time, focus on you, be selfish, don't be comfortable with being selfish, and not be afraid to be who you are as a person when you show up in the world. But I didn't know all this. It took me to go through all this pain, because I ended up getting sectioned for the second time, you know, a year later. So I thought, how can I win? You know what I mean? I thought, because basically, you know, I got that book published after, you know, the weeks and weeks and weeks, which wasn't a long time in reality, to make this happen. And I started riding on the success of that. You know, book launch, 100 people turned up for me. Again, thousands, not millions, but it meant that 100 people valued what I had done and what I had achieved. And it meant something to me that, and then I started riding on the wave of going out, go being like a local celebrity in my area. I'm the guy who writes the books. I'm the guy who does this. I'm the guy. Young, naive, stupid, and wasn't self-aware enough still at that point to be aware that I was going down another crash or another cycle, you know, to crash. So it took a lot of pain to get this wisdom and understand how I am as a person, and I'm still learning to this day. I'll never stop learning.
Yeah. I think that's an interesting thing for us to draw from there. You had your big crash, you were sectioned, you overcame that, you found the strength within, because you still had this drive, the drive which had been originally driven you into that point of crashing. Yeah. But you still had the positive motivation there. You got through it all, came out the other end, and you then still had a second crash. I think that's, we're going to explore that in just a moment. I think that's something which can be, in a way, reassuring to people. Because I know a lot of people will think, oh, well, I did that. I crashed. I had another go. Ugh, I crashed again. That means I'm rubbish at this. But you're proof that sometimes it takes a few goes, a few crashes even, before you find the right direction on there. We'll just explore that in just a moment. Just before we do, now, this spot could be featuring you. There are three different levels at which you can sponsor. We've got a bronze level, where you get to sponsor 1 month's worth of episodes of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. You get your advert played in this part of the show. You get mentioned in the show notes. And you also get mentioned in most of the social media promo for those episodes. Or we've got the silver level, where you get all of that, plus you get sponsorship of the 5-Minute Meditation podcast as well. So you get promoted in 8 lots of show notes, 8 lots of promos, and you get mentioned with a link on the sponsorship page on the website. Or there's the top one, the gold level, where you get all of that, plus you get a guest blog on the KeithBlakemoreNoble.com website, plus we'll record a special bonus episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show featuring you. 3 different levels, whichever one you want, it's up to you. Just go to keithblakemorenoble.com/show/support to find out more. And you could be our next sponsor in this spot. There you go. Anyway, welcome back, welcome back. We're chatting with my guest, Jack Nolan, who an author, an increasingly successful author, one of the winners of the world, as he quite rightly describes himself. And yet somebody who has had a couple of big mental health crashes. He's been to the lowest of the lows and still pulled himself through. Now, just before we went to the break there, we were talking about the fact that you had your crash, you got sectioned, you overcame all that, you created lots of success for yourself once you came out, you got your book actually published, you were riding on the crest of that wave. And just when people might be thinking, wow, yes, he's got his life sorted, his life's going well, life is good, along comes another crash. What can happen there? And what could you have done any differently? Or do you think it's just something that you had to experience in order to get all the lessons that you needed?
You know, you're right, Keith. It was probably a situation where I had to go through it again. Because it's like in life, you've got to learn the hard way. Sometimes you get through things and you think, right, I'm on top now, and you never know what's going to happen next. But what you got to realise is every every, what is it now, let's say, every horizon, every mountain's got a new horizon, and that could either be a dark one or a light one. And I had to go travel through the dark one. It's like almost the universe was saying, I'm going to give you a slap on the wrist for taking yourself to the place you shouldn't have gone to, and you took it the wrong path. You know what I mean? I'm going to put you through this, you know, SHIT, so to speak, this bad situation, for you to learn and grasp for yourself that you're not quite there yet. And from that, I felt like a caterpillar in a cocoon. And it's that stress of evolving into that person that you need to become is what makes you who you are as a person. You know, it's really, really important, though, for me. If I, you know, without these two section experience, I wouldn't be Jack Nolan that you seen yesterday. I wouldn't be the author, the creator, the speaker. You know, I've turned my adversities into a positive force, you know, to be able to speak and inspire, you know, at the highest level for myself. You know, I'm not a Tony Robbins by any means, but I'm Jack Nolan. I can be me. You know what I mean? I can be really me. I can be the best me. You know, no one can do Jack Nolan like how I do Jack Nolan. So, you know, it's important for me to go through all that adversity, to go through that stress. Because even at the time, you might not feel like it. You might feel like this is the worst situation I've ever been in my life. But from it, you will find opportunity if you open your eyes to look with the sight of where you want to be in life. You know, that's as simple as it gets.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the big lesson that I'm picking from there is, as we said, sometimes you do have to go through the dark times multiple times in order to pick all the different lessons that you need. And even then, it's not a failing of us that we don't learn it all in the first go, because sometimes there's so much we have to learn. We couldn't possibly learn it all first go, but we learn what we, in your case, you learn from your first crash. You then had another one and you learned the new lessons from that, which build upon what you'd learned the first time. So if you hadn't successfully learned the first time, your second crash wouldn't have taught you what you needed. So yeah, it's interesting that sometimes we do have to go through the really bad patches in order to experience and enjoy the highs, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, Keith.
So what advice would you give to somebody who is maybe struggling and that they feel that their mental health is kind of vulnerable? Because I know, what is it they say, 1 in 4 of us will suffer from mental health issues at some point in our life. I know lots of us have mental health issues. I've had my own journey as well, which I've spoken about elsewhere. I know it happens to a lot of us. What advice would you give for someone who's maybe facing this and feeling that, what's the point? What can I do? What can they do?
Well, I feel like, I'm going to nick this off my dad, but he always says that, you know, it's always darkest before it's the dawn, right? And even the best fall down. But you've got to realize that in these moments of grief, pain, adversity, stress, emotional discomfort, that you're building character, you're building catalyst on your brain, right? So when you've overcome it, eventually you come out of that cycle, you can spot things before they even happen. It's like being in the Matrix. It's like you can see these bullets flying at you. You can just trudge out of the way and you can see all the red flags because you've got experience behind you. Remember that this is your character building moment that will define you for the rest of your life if you choose it to be a positive one, not a negative one. Change the story is important as well. You know, you might think, oh, well, I can't be successful because I'm dyslexic and bipolar. I've been sectioned twice. So, you know, I've had this, I've had that. I've been bullied. The world doesn't like who I am. Can't be accepted. You know, can't find the right one or whatever the situation or story you're telling yourself may be at this point in your life. You got to flip it on its head. And remember, every day you got the opportunity to win because we're still there. And as long as you're above ground, you're winning, right? You got to think about 100,000 people didn't wake up this morning and you did. If you're listening to this right now, you are a winner. You are a champion. You are a gladiator in the arena of life. And you can overcome these adversities and challenges that you're facing right now. And you've got to own it. Just own it. As long when you own it, you take away the power it has over you. Now, I know I'm using a lot of metaphors and they might have just flew over your head, Keith, but to your audience out there, I hope that you understand that you're not alone, and you will grow through these adversities and become sharper, stronger, more resilient, you know, more courageous individual, because you realize that every day I get the opportunity to pick up this phone and go, hello, 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 and you're one decision away from making the rest of your life the best of your life every single day.
Nice. Like it. There's certainly a lot to take from that. I think one thing I'd add, if I may, is that it's not a race. Don't rush it. Sometimes you do have to experience that for a while in order to get everything that you need to get from it. And sometimes for some people, there are days where if all you managed to do was get out of bed, feed yourself and get back to bed that day, you're still a winner. Because there Absolutely. Are sometimes in the real, real depths of the low, sometimes that is a major achievement. So don't think you have to be all singing, all dancing every single day. There are some days where you will be. There are some days where just making it through the day is...
Absolutely. Like if you, and I always think, Keith, if you can brush your teeth, right, that's one micro decision you've made. I know it sounds pathetic sometimes to some people, but when I was going through the mill, getting up, having a wash, brushing my teeth, having something to eat, going for a walk on the park, coming home, that was a major milestone, because it's all these individual little milestones that add up and they stack into big wins over a long course of time. So if you can brush your teeth, you've still got a chance to win in the game of life.
I love that. I've not heard that before. I love that one. That is a really good way of looking at it.
It's a Jack Nolan original.
There you go. Jack, thank you so much for taking time to talk about this. I know we could talk for a lot longer about it. Perhaps we'll have another go. I don't know. Maybe we'll get another chance in another year's time. just before we finish, so we did mention your books and that you're in the process of having them turned into films and so on at the moment. Where can people find these books if they're interested?
You can find On the Job at Waterstones. You can find Dead Ends at Amazon. And the new one has not been released yet, even though it's in print, right? It's exclusive print. So if anyone does want the new one, just send me a message on any of the social media platforms and I'll give you a sneak peek into the Dead Ends Rise Up with a free audio book just on request.
Nice. So check out Amazon and Waterstones for the other books, and get in touch with Jack on his socials to get a sneak peek at the latest one. Love it, Jack. Thank you so much for taking time out. I know you are incredibly busy with everything that's going on, so I really appreciate it. And thank you, dear listener, dear viewer, wherever you're catching this. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found it as interesting and insightful as I did. As some brilliant takeaways to take from what Jack said there. And please do share this far and wide. Share it with your family. Share it with your friends. Give us a like, a review, a comment, a subscribe. It all helps.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.